Hello, and welcome to Astrology Today, your regular look at the planetary movements and how astrology may affect and hopefully improve your life. Hi there, I'm Norma Lachance. I'm your host. I'm a life coach, a mathemagician, and an inspired astrologer. And you've joined me for the weekend perspective and the full moon in Leo for Friday, February 3rd, 2023. Welcome to the podcast and welcome to Friday. Yeah, it's a big weekend. It's pretty much dominated by this full moon, and we're going to talk all about that happening on Sunday. But we are going to talk about the moon's movements just before that, as I normally do. But yes, all about the full moon in Leo. I've got a couple of charts I'm going to look at. Always the favorite part, you know, this bi-monthly looking at either a new moon or a full moon. And this will not disappoint. Very interesting full moon coming up on Sunday. But let's first of all get to the themes for the weekend. Well, first of all, let's have a look at the moon. All cruxed around the moon this weekend, definitely. So currently in Cancer, right around 23 degrees by the time you hear this. And so it'll spend the rest of the day here Friday in Cancer. And again, remember that the moon rules Cancer, so it is in dignity acting strongly. Then by Saturday morning, it's going to shift into Leo, getting ready for the full moon and, you know, spend the day in Leo on Saturday. And this is a switch to fixed fire. So a little bit more, yeah, fiery, a little bit dramatic, perhaps some creative energies, creative juices probably coming forward as Leo is a highly creative sign. And that's pretty much all day Saturday through the weekend, really, until Monday, where the moon will move into Virgo by the time I come back on Tuesday. All right, I'm not going to make you wait any longer. We're going to talk about this full moon, obviously. So yeah, it's on Sunday. It's occurring 10:27 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Of course, adjust that based on your time zone. This is the Pacific Standard Time zone. And at 16 degrees, 40 minutes. Now, let's remind ourselves what makes a full moon. It's part of this lunar cycle. And the lunar cycle starts at the new moon, when the sun and the moon are at the same spot. Then about 2 weeks later, the moon and the sun face off. It's important to remember that the moon doesn't have its own light source, right? It gets its light. The reason we can see it is because of the reflection it gets from the sun. So when it's at a full moon, the sun is shining brightly on the entire face of the moon. And yeah, it really highlights this opposition where they're literally facing off. So we say a full moon in Leo because, of course, the moon is in Leo, but facing off against it is the sun in Aquarius. These two opposite signs, Leo opposite Aquarius. So both of them are occurring at, like I said, 16 degrees 40. So the moon at 16 degrees 40 of Leo and the sun at 16 degrees 40 of Aquarius. So being a full moon, it's got this full moon energy. And there's, you know, a number of different interpretations that people can have around what a full moon means. I think of it as it's halfway through the lunar cycle. So one way to look at it is, if you listen to me regularly, or perhaps if you join me on new moon sessions, we tend to set intentions at the new moon. It's that resetting, the once a month hitting the reset button and focusing perhaps on a different part of our lives. Well, the full moon is an opportunity to have a look at that. All right, here we are halfway through the cycle. How's it going? Do I want to double down? Do I want to shift? Is this intention that I set at new moon, is it working? Do I need to maybe change or shift things? The other way to look at it is very much of this sort of agricultural view, if you like, where, you know, farmers at the full moon, I think of, you know, harvest time, things coming to fruition. And so the other way to think about it is perhaps your projects are coming, you know, things are coming in, things that you've been working on for a while are coming to a head. Perhaps they're finishing. Maybe it's a time of celebration. And the idea that the sun is shining its light fully on the moon illuminates that, illuminates, goals that maybe you have been having for the last little bit. All right, well, let's dig down a little bit more specifically into this particular full moon. As I said, we have Aquarius facing off against Leo. And this is this, you know, I would argue classic collective goals, meaning goals you have for the collective, for a group, for society, if you want to think that way, against individual goals represented by Leo here, whereas Aquarius is much more of looking at, you know, the bigger picture, what, you know, the greater good. And so it's this juxtaposition of those two personal individual goals, personal self-expression, creativity up against, you know, the greater good of Aquarius. What's the best thing to do for the group? And so being in opposition, we tend to swing between those two. Now, an added bonus for this particular full moon is that we have a T-squared that's being captured by this full moon. So, of course, the opposition is between the sun and the moon, but the right angle in the T-squared, if you listen to me regularly, you know that that's a right angle triangle. The right angle is at Uranus. And Uranus is this, I like to call it the rebel. It's this planet of uniqueness, of independence, of shirking off conventionality and really trying things differently, looking, you know, towards freedom and truth and really just shaking things up. And so this could be construed as sort of the relief point, this tension between perhaps group goals and individual aspirations has its release in creating independence, creating freedom, this idea of trying to do things differently. So that is also coloring this full moon for us. All right, let's have a look at some individual charts. All right, well, I have two charts that I want to look at, and here I get to look at specific house placements of the moon and the sun. Normally, I speak just about, you know, planets in signs and, you know, how that would affect kind of things generally. When I have a specific chart that I can look at, which is always fun, then I can really drill down and look at the area of life, what part of your life could be affected by this full moon specifically. So as if you're a regular listener, you know that I use my partner's chart all the time, poor guy. I use him all the time. I think he kind of secretly likes it though. So in his chart, the moon is in his eighth house and that's facing off against the sun, which is in his second house. Now here's this classic, you know, second, eighth house axis. I call it sort of a financial axis, right? Eighth house is around shared resources, debt, inheritances, things that you share, shared property, like I said, shared debt. And so because the moon is there, this full moon for him could really trigger off getting his needs met out of these shared resources and facing off against his own personal financial goals, right? Because that's sun in the second house. Now, it's not only just around money, but it could be around not just valuables, but also value. And perhaps there's some shared values that he has with other people, getting his needs met through his shared values, which would be represented by the moon in the eighth, facing off against his personal values, how much he values himself, having the sun in the second house. Okay, and the other example I have is John from Down Under. I'm not saying that right, but haven't heard from him for a while, but I'm pretty sure he's a regular listener. He's always been there supporting my podcast, so I appreciate that. So for John, here we have, for this particular full moon, the moon in the 11th, facing off against the sun in the 5th. Again, here is this, I would call it this classic Leo Aquarius axis, because Leo naturally rules the 5th as opposed to Aquarius, which naturally rules the 11th. So moon in the 11th, it's about finding comfort within your social contacts, within the groups of which you're associated with. And then that's facing off against the sun in the 5th, which is around your personal self-expression, standing out as that unique fella that you are, John. And so kind of having to balance those two, finding comfort within the groups, as opposed to your own unique goals, your perhaps some goals around creativity or your self-expression. That is your podcast for today. A little bit longer, just including all that stuff about the full moon. And of course, if you have any questions about the full moon for you in particular, maybe something in general about astrology, certainly reach out. I love hearing from my listeners. My email is astrologydiva, that's DVA, @gmail.com. All right, well, I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.